Normally, the weekly or monthly meeting of a local governing body is organized, focused, quiet. Some would even say boring in a good way. Well, that hasn't been true lately regarding the Sussex County, New Jersey Board of Commissioners. The meetings have had allegations, threats, even conflicts injected into them. No, not by citizens sitting in the gallery, by one of the county commissioners. Our first guest today joins us to fill you in on the political adventure this has become. He is the chair of the Sussex County GOP, Joseph LaBarbera. How are you today, sir?
Good, sir. Thanks for having me on.
TheSussexGOP.org. Learn more about the work of the Republican Party in Sussex County, New Jersey. So for those who are coming to this, we'll call it party late, let me just do a brief summation of some of what Commissioner William Hayden, who we're referring to here, what he's either done or has been accused of doing. I'll do this in ascending order based on their level of toxicity. Missed meetings of the Board of Commissioners, walked out of at least one meeting of the Board of Commissioners, threatened people in attendance at the meetings with either arrest or legal action, made allegations about the finances of the county food pantry, had improper relations with county employees, kept a threat made toward a fellow commissioner to himself, and claimed to have served in the military performing acts of heroism, which the U.S. military has disputed. That pretty much sum it up, sir?
Yeah, 100%.
So how did we get to this position? Because if you look back in the voting records of Sussex County back in the primary 2022 for the race for the Republican nomination for county commissioners, Hayden got 9,455 votes, which was not far behind the leading vote-getter for the party, Jill Space, also now the commissioner, with 9,827 votes. Are we looking at a different William Hayden now versus what you saw back in that time?
He was a very skilled manipulator who was an expert con man and interloper. And he was able to climb the ranks of the party by a combination of disingenuous lies and threats and making the impression that he had influences that he didn't. Now, I wasn't the chair when he rose. I wasn't. But when I did become chair, he started telling me, I'd known him for 2 years. He always told me he'd spent some time in the military, in the Navy. But then he started telling me he was a Navy SEAL and that he had killed drug dealers and that he had served in Mexico and Venezuela and Somalia. And he started giving me all these fantastical stories. Calling him on it would make him very disruptive, and he would come up with all these weird reasons. I thought he was only telling this to me. Right around December, I started getting flooded with emails and letters from people around the state, disinterested people who had nothing to do with any of the scandals that Hayden kept talking about. And these people were saying that Hayden's a fraud because he had become a county commissioner. His profile had went up, and people all over the state had started mentioning this. Mysteriously, his tax returns show up, and they show that he had been declaring he was a veteran, et cetera, et cetera. I got some FOIA requests sent to me from disinterested parties, and everything starts flooding in. So it turns out he was a big scam artist. That being said, this is very embarrassing to the Republican Party, obviously, but the key straw that broke the camel's back was the revelation of an audio tape that a key Democrat had taped him on, where he was threatening to leave the party, threatening to destroy the party, and asking for the Democrats' support. And the audio was very clear that Hayden had been talking to this guy for a long time. So this is, I'm not a psychiatrist, but I think he's nuts. I think he's mentally imbalanced. And I think he's just a malignant individual just looking for opportunities. And when I addressed this with some people close to him, that he had made all these lies, the person who's now representing him, the consultant that works with him, their answer was nobody cares about stolen valor. It's not important. It's only important to you, Joe, because you're a veteran, but nobody else cares. And that Hayden's real value was destroying the party and destroying the commission. And then I realized we were dealing with some real nuts.
And before we continue, I don't want to mention that political consultant's name because, A, I don't want to elevate someone who was just a bitter, petulant little annoyance, and, B, it's just a headache neither one of us need. But that being said, a couple of foundations for what Mr. LaBarbera just said, that recording of a phone call in New Jersey, as long as one of the two parties knows the call is being recorded, totally legal. You can't take any action against it, although that's what Mr. Hayden has been threatening to do. And as far as his military service, the the U.S. military has basically said, actually, let me read it here. They were unable to identify Mr. Hayden as a member or former member of the U.S. Marine Corps or Marine Corps Reserve. His name does not appear in the SEAL database. And it's also important to note, Joe, too, that these aren't political opportunists making these revelations about Commissioner Hayden. This is, in many cases, their family members, former girlfriends.
Yes, this is his son-in-law, his ex-son-in-law. These are friends of his. These are relatives of his from former friends of his from all over the state of New Jersey. These are people who he's burned, people who are disgusted with him, people who have the stories I've heard have been incredible. Like some of them are from actual like practicing militia members. So it turns out he was part of these groups, and or at least allegedly. And the story was that he had gone out and wanted to do some training with them. And they asked them to do simple things because they're prior military, like do a range card. A range card is a skill level one task that any private in the infantry can do. And Hayden had no idea. He's like, oh, the SEALs, we don't do stuff like this. So they figured out he was full of crap. But when he became a commissioner, that's when all this blew up because they all started, that's when all this started coming out. There was no conspiracy. There was no trick. He's not a whistleblower. This scandal that he's inventing, it has no grounds at all. Perhaps maybe some bad accounting, but I don't even know because I'm not an investigator. It's not my job, and it's not his job either. He should have turned this over to the authorities if he thought it was bad, but he didn't. He grandstanded about it. He hasn't been doing good for the county. He hasn't done anything he said he was going to do. All he does is create chaos everywhere he goes. He's a malignant individual, and what I'm going to do for the GOP going forward is I'm going to create a culture that makes it to where bad, malignant psychopaths and liars can no longer gain traction because this has become sick at this point.
Before we go on, I do want to mention something regarding what it's called stolen valor, meaning it means pretending you were in military service performing military heroics when you in fact weren't. There's a little thing that Commissioner Hayden should be concerned about called the Stolen Valor Act, what became law back in 2013. And it states, a violation of federal law for someone to falsely claim military service, awards and decorations, or embellishing rank. But what makes this a crime? The intent to get money, property, or some other benefit by making the false claims, which it has been noted he has done on his tax forms. The penalties for this can range from sizable fines to significant prison time. So that might not be in his, that might be in his not too distant future. What was behind the food pantry allegations? I know the commissioners, the county officials did an audit. They found no ill will or questionable activity with the money. Yet he still continues to go with this, and he says that he's a modern day Frank Serpico. They did this to Trump. They're doing this to him.
It's laughable.
What possible means? I mean, how does the party get a divorce from this guy?
Oh, we are. We are divorced from him. I mean, he said he was leaving the party on that audio tape. And
I don't think the Democrats are exactly, you know, opening up their arms and saying, hey, come on, let's have a group hug here.
Oh, no. He's the level of malignancy in this guy is unbelievable. And at this point, I don't know where he stands except the king of the crackpots. that's where his audience is. Conspiracy theorists, angry, disgruntled, bitter people, opportunistic connivers. I mean, you can find these elements anywhere in society, and that's where he's doing. He's fishing amongst the dregs of society.
Back in our time with Sussex County GOP Chair Joe LaBarbera, the SussexGOP.org, their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. The commissioners, I guess, they've censured him, which is basically, you know, waving a finger. There's really no penalty in a censure. The next step is a recall election. Is that something in the works?
It's very resource intensive. That's the thing. I mean, and rightfully so. I mean, when somebody's elected, they're elected by the people of the county or the people of their society. So recalling somebody should be very hard. It should be very difficult. So I don't know. I mean, it's going to be very resource intensive, so I don't see it happening, but he's completely ineffective as a commissioner right now. He doesn't show up. He doesn't do anything. He's pretty sure he's inventing stories that he feels threatened. He's basically collecting pay right now to do nothing on this county commission. The scandal he manufactured is completely erroneous. It hasn't gone anywhere. And this has become a joke. This is an insult to every single taxpayer out there that he's collecting all this money and he's grandstanding on all these lies and he's deceiving all these poor people. So this is a tremendous waste of taxpayer money right now.
And plus, if he casts doubt on a service like the food pantry, that's going to cast doubt with people who might decide, well, if there's questions, maybe I won't donate money. Maybe I won't donate food. And that's impacting families.
Well, that's his plan. Well, his plan was, as he told me, he had infiltrated the establishment and his plan was to take everything down. And that was when that was the big red flag I got when he started telling me this from back in November, December, that he was his goal was to take down the whole party, to take down the whole establishment. And then I asked him, well, what are you going to replace it with? And then that's where he doesn't have an answer. Like most conspiracy theorists, most crackpots, they don't have an answer to what they want to replace it with. So this is an interesting anomaly that's happened here. This is definitely a sign that we need to grow stronger as a GOP. And we need to raise better stables of candidates and recruit better quality people. And we'll do that by transforming our culture. Part of our culture is ridding us of the malignant consultants that cause deliberate conflict just so they can make money in primaries. Part of this culture is that we change the pitch and tone of how we dialogue. And part of this culture is that we go forward stronger and that we bring in better people into the party.
So just to conclude this segment here, you are stating for the public record that Commissioner William Hayden does not represent the Sussex County Republican Party.
He doesn't represent anybody at this point. He's basically divorced himself from all of his political duties, his duties from the taxpayer. He's divorced himself from reality. And at this point, I don't know what he represents. I think he should find his way to a good mental health professional.
Learn more about the Sussex County, New Jersey Republican Party, and maybe hearing all this, you might want to step forward to be a quality candidate if you live in the county, thesussexgop.org. He is their chair, Joseph LaBarbera. Thank you so much for being here, and best of luck in dealing with what's probably going to lie ahead, but hopefully calmer days or sooner versus later.
Oh, it will be. It will be. I mean, like any other cold, it makes your immune system stronger. It's just the sickness that made our immune system stronger is all.